Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I've been reading a lot in the Psalms again these past weeks, and I want to share some Psalms where King David asks the Lord for help, for guidance, and other scriptures where God promises it to us. You know, in today's world of so much confusion, it's often that we must come to the Lord for guidance. By the way, may I encourage you again to read one of the Psalms every day? I know it will help you in these days of political upheaval and the COVID restrictions. David wrote in Psalm 25:5, "Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you." Well, just as David asked for God to teach him, to guide him, so can we. In fact, that's one of God's promises, that he will guide us. Let me read one of those to you. Psalm 32, verse 8. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye." And in a modern translation, Psalm 32, 8 says, "I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." Isn't that wonderful? In the Bible, God promises that he'll guide us, he will advise us, and watch over us. Of course, we have to ask him, don't we? Well, there's a wonderful song of assurance that I want to play for you. It's written as though God is speaking to us. Here are the Maranatha Singers, "I Will Be With You."
I will be with you in joy and in pain. Your cry for mercy echoes my name. Now and forever, I'll be at hand. And I will be with you, I will be with you. That's who I am. I will be with you. Your prayer for deliverance will not be denied. For I'll fight the battle that evil might wage. And I will be with you, I will be with you till the end of the age.
Oh,
Oh, how reassuring. God says all through the Bible and through this song, I will be with you. Well, I'm still thinking of some of my very favorite psalms about guidance. And one of my favorite psalms, especially as I'm growing older, is Psalm 37. Sometime I think I'll do a program just on that chapter. It's so wonderful. But today, let me read verses 23 and 24. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they shall not fall, for the Lord upholds them with his hand. I think it's so amazing that King David wrote about how intimately God is involved in our lives, our experiences. David wrote, he delights in every detail of their lives. Oh, how incredible. You know, the creator of the universe, the God who flung the stars into space and keeps the planets in their orbits, loves us so much, no matter where we are on this earth. The Bible says he cares deeply about every moment that we live. He cares when we're hurting, when we're confused, when we need him to guide us in making some decision. And you know, God also loves it when we come to him and share our joys with him too. Yes, he delights in every detail of our lives. It's no wonder that hundreds of years later, the Apostle Peter was able to confidently invite us to cast all your anxiety and cares on him because he cares for you, as he wrote in 1 Peter 5:7. Yes, we can ask God to help us so that his great love is reflected in our lives to people in our world, people who need to know that Jesus loves them too. Well, there's a wonderful song I want to share with you. It's a song of assurance, and it says, I lift my hands to God Jehovah, and he lifts me to my feet. And one more time, like many times before, mercy rescues me. Now here's the group Gold City singing, Mercy Rescues Me.
To walk with God is not an easy journey. Sometimes trials arise, often lead a child of God astray. But when my enemies are closing in, I have a place to hide, a cleft within the rock where mercy's refuge does abide. When life closes in, storms of sorrow, heavy hearts and lives so torn apart they can no longer stand. But I have also seen God's children lift their hands in victory. They shout when mercy's hand casts every burden. Fall down to my knees. I lift my hands to God Jehovah,
Oh yes, God's mercy will rescue us as we put our trust in Him. You know, I'm still thinking about God's guidance, and I realized that even though we may go to people for advice, no program, no minister, nor teacher, or advisor can give you all the guidance you need for each and every day. So, what are we to do? Well, we can go to the Bible. It's amazing that God Himself can lead you to exactly the right scripture to help you make a godly decision, whatever the problem may be. How do I know that? Well, it's confirmed in Psalm 33, verses 4 and 5. It says, "For the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything He does. He loves whatever is just and good, and the unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth." Oh, what marvelous assurance. It says, we can trust everything He does. You know, it makes me smile in my heart just thinking about being able to trust the Lord like that, because His word says we can. I remember one night I had to walk down the sidewalk in a dark parking lot to my car. It was really dark. And suddenly I remembered I had a tiny little flashlight on my car ring. It wasn't much light, but it was enough for the next step that I had to take in the dark. And God's guidance is sometimes like that. We get enough understanding about what to do for just that day. Yes, our task is to obey this day and leave the future to Him. One way I've found to know His plan for a situation is twofold. Do I feel peace about my decision? And is it based in God's love? Yes, today's direction is all we need. If we choose to walk in peace and step out in His path of obedience, we will find that God will lead us through this day. And as Jesus said, "Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." That's in Matthew 6:34. Well, this next song is one that I've sung in my heart, sometimes for days, as I look to God for direction. And oh, what assurance it is, as the Bible assures us over and over, God will make a way for us. And now here is the praise and worship group singing, "God Will Make a Way."
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side.
Thank you.
ask Him, God will make a way for us, no matter what we're facing. Well, on our way through Idaho last year, we stopped at a roadside memorial. It stated that from this volcanic butte that rose out of the sagebrush on the east side of the road, there was a survey point, a reference point, establishing and designating townships north and south or east and west. From this initial point on this small hill, from this point in Idaho with the right description, you would always know where you are. You know, we may read many books, but God's Word, the Bible, should be our reference point for our lives. John Wesley, the great early American Christian preacher, read widely from many books, but he always referred to himself as a man of the Word, the Bible. And indeed, when we're needing guidance, needing help, needing comfort or peace, the Bible will be our guide in all we do if we choose to read it. And then we can say with the psalmist David, "How sweet are your words, sweet as honey." And yes, we can make a decision as David did when he wrote earlier in that chapter in Psalm 119. He wrote, "I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. I will delight in your decrees and not forget your word." Well, to people who don't know God, don't know Jesus, those words from King David may seem strange. But dear listener, may I encourage you to just ask the Lord into your life and ask Him to help you? Even reading in the Psalms, you will find a kinship with David as you realize he had troubles and problems just like you. And yet he also found his help came from the Lord. Well, this next song says, "There is no problem too big that God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, God cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it." Now here is the Gaither Vocal Band singing for you, "He Will Carry You."
Rest, rest, rest. big. God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall. He cannot move it. Ooh, there is no storm too dark. God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep. He cannot soothe it. Oh, if he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, oh, I know, my brother, that he will care.
Yes, God will carry you and give you rest as you turn to Him. You know, that's not just the idea from the song. That's in the Bible. That's one of God's promises for you. You know, I was thinking, what if we spent 15 minutes a day reading the Bible? Then we would have a better understanding about God and how much He loves us. And we could say with the psalmist in chapter 119, help me walk along the path of your commands, for that is where my happiness is found. Turn my eyes from worthless things and give me life through your word. Just think, 15 minutes a day reading the Bible would add up to 91 hours in a year. Well, I heard Zig Ziglar, a popular motivational speaker, say that if we read the Bible for 5 minutes a day, that would come to 30 hours a year, and we would be far ahead of most Christians in our town. Yes, knowing what God wants to say to us, to give us guidance, will help us each and every day. And I have found that listening to God-honoring music throughout the day helps me grow in my spirit toward the Lord also. Well, so long for now. I hope you've been encouraged to read your Bible and find out, first of all, how much God loves you. And secondly, that you will ask Him to help you with the decisions you're facing today. I know from experience that if you commit to reading the Psalms every day, as well as other verses in the Bible, you will find a place of peace and hope for your life. So, dear friends, during these difficult days in our world, will you consider sending in a gift to help keep this program on your station? Any size gift, along with others, will be a blessing. And I also love to get your letters as you tell me the concerns in your life so I can pray for you. I do answer each email and letter personally, so do write. I'd love to hear from you. And I do hope you'll tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your trust and hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911, 701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.